We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How about that? Boom, boom, boom. What a day. What a Thursday. The Atlanta Braves last night went boom, boom, boom. That wasn't just, I know the storms in the area. Some parts of town got a different kind of boom last night. And if you did, I'm feeling for you. I get it. But the Braves bats went boom, and boom, the NFL is here. With a lot of games tonight. Boy, it's going to be a fun Thursday to talk about. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh. Hugh Douglas, what up?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. Yeah, it was a good night for the Braves last night. Basically, what the Nationals did to them the night before last. Basically, 8-3. Was it, yeah, 8-3. So, yeah, good win. Good win. Good win.
It was a really good win. Yeah, and Ronald Acuna can play baseball. I mean, we all knew that, but it was almost like a coming out party in a way. When you hit a 450-some-odd-foot
he crushed that thing.
Bomb and then follow that up 5 minutes later by going full, you know, superstar defensive player by going over the wall to rob Matt Adams the way he did. Those two plays back-to-back, yeah. That was major Sports Center highlights for him. And everybody going, ooh, we get why you like Ronald Acuna. Oh, do you really? Yeah. Yeah, it's why you like Ronald Acuna. Man, the Braves are rolling again. 8-10, man, mercy. We'll get into all that, but it is football tonight. The NFL is back in full force. There are, what, about a dozen games tonight, I think, or close to it.
Yeah, I mean, I know that the Falcons don't play till tomorrow, but I guess the question would be, who's watching what tonight? Well, I mean, what games got you, piqued your interest? Of course, they're going to show all the games on the NFL Network all weekend long because that's what they do. But if you had a chance, well, I'm pretty sure by region, we only get to pick, like, unless you got the package. But which game are you trying to check out tonight? Which game is on your agenda for this evening?
I think the one that intrigues me the most is Carolina and Buffalo. Believe it or not, I think because
because of the drama.
Well, there's the drama, but there's also I want to know a little bit. It's hard, you know. Of course, you know Cam's not going to play here, but I'm trying to get a line on the Carolina Panthers because they're an enigma to me, Hugh.
You're doing some advanced scouting, John.
I just don't, and I go again. You're not going to be able to glean much from us.
No, you're not. That's why I was laughing because you're not. They're not about to show you anything. Like you're going to watch that game, and you're going to know about as much as about the Carolina Panthers as you knew before they even played the game.
Well, there's some guys. I think it's really about the individuals tonight. I mean, Josh Allen at quarterback for Buffalo. It's Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley and Nick Chubb in that Browns Giants game. Maybe it's the Browns Giants because all
I
those
might
guys.
Watch that. You know what? I think that's the one that I'm going to tune into because I know I was talking to AT on the ride up, and we were just talking. I watched Hard Knocks last night, and that's probably the one. I'm gonna get more into that, but yeah, that's probably the one that I want to watch because I have some thoughts about that. I definitely have some thoughts about that Hard Knocks episode.
You know, Andrew Luck is back tonight. We'll get our first look at Pat Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs. And by the way, keep this in mind, Pat Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs, you want to like maybe get a little bit of a taste of that game, taking on Deshaun Watson, who returns tonight. So you got Andrew Luck returning tonight, J.J. Watt returning tonight, Deshaun Watson returning tonight for the Houston Texans. Houston plays Kansas City, and Kansas City, of course, has a new quarterback tonight with Pat Mahomes. And next week, a week from tomorrow, when the Falcons play their first preseason game at Mercedes-Benz, be the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll get a chance.
That's going
to
be pretty interesting. And you get a larger sampling size of him. Oh yeah, and AT just pointed out Dak Prescott. See if he actually threw a touchdown. and how he fares. Like Dak's been under a lot of heat out there in Dallas. He's handling like a G, though. I mean, you know, he's been under a lot of fire because of some of the comments that he's made in the media and in the stance that he's taken. But he's handled it so far like a G. So I want to see, you know, if he can actually, you know, throw a touchdown pass.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy Thursday because the opening round of the PGA is today. And this will be, I believe, the last time they ever play the PGA in August. They're going to move this tournament to May to try to get it away from the NFL. So it'll actually become the second major after the Masters. But everybody, you know, it's kind of sad. It's kind of interesting and sad at the same time that here we are with a major golf tournament here, with the PGA Championship, and people are deciding whether or not to watch it based on one guy. Okay, I'll watch this weekend if Tiger's
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Tiger, but that's who Tiger Woods was, John. I mean, back when golf came to the masses, it was because of Tiger Woods. I know, especially in my community, it definitely was Tiger Woods. Everybody wanted to see what Tiger Woods was going to do. Everybody was enamored by the fact that Tiger Woods was out there playing and how much of a fixture his dad was on the golf course and the bravado that he had when he was out there. So, yeah, that's why people want to watch. And people are pulling for him because everybody likes a comeback story. Everybody loves a comeback story. And then you had Tiger Woods, what he was able to accomplish a few weeks ago. People are looking at that, and there's hope that he's going to be able to win a major real soon. So that's why people are excited about it.
Oh, no, I totally get that. I'm just thinking that isn't it interesting that return has kind of so changed it.
But that's what people love a comeback. And they love Tiger Woods, and they want to see him be successful. That's what it is. That, in my opinion, that's what I think it is.
Aside from the success part of it, do you think that he – the reception that he's gotten, do you think people are forgiven the other stuff?
I think
he's got a deal now with Bridgestone. And so Nike's probably going, uh-oh, because Bridgestone, he's got to deal with Bridgestone Golf and the Bridgestone golf balls. And they say, Hugh, that the sales of Bridgestone golf balls have been going through the roof. And the Tiger effect on retail is still there.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. But there are always going to be some people, John, that feel some way about him regardless of what he does. He can go out and become a not a Muslim, but he can become a Baptist preacher, and he still wouldn't get that love. Yeah, everybody looking at me crazy. Not Muslim. Now that was the wrong one. I picked the wrong one.
Now, that was the wrong profession.
Yeah, that's the wrong profession. That was the wrong one. My bag, everybody. My bag. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, but there are always going to be some people. There's going to always be a pressure group that does not like Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that's probably true. But, I mean, I think most of America is not that pressure group, whatever that pressure group is. Wendy, can I ask you that? Because I'm just kind of curious to get your opinion, too, and AT. Have we forgiven Tiger Woods? Has America forgiven Tiger Woods? Again, given the fact that he gets this incredibly warm reception, everybody's looking forward to him again. It's really about him in this tournament and not about the major. Well, it's about the major because Tiger's playing, but it's really the television audience is twice or three times as big if Tiger plays well.
I mean, based on social media and his last appearances on the golf course, I would say people have forgiven him. I have. I only watch golf because of Tiger Woods. I want to see him win. So I have at least. But and just looking around the internet, yeah, I think people have forgiven him, and I think people are genuinely rooting for him to win.
Yeah, unless he stubs his toe again in some form or fashion, right? I mean, as long as you forgive, right, Hugh, you forgive once, but – you know, okay, well, you know, we'll shake this off and go on and move on. And it's been long enough because it's been how long? I mean, over 10 years, right?
Oh, yeah, at least.
And by you saying all that, somebody will still bring up the fact that he was an adulterer.
There's going to always be someone like
that. That's what I'm saying. And some people watch just to see him fall. Like, you have those people that do that as well.
I guess I never stop rooting for him. It's not my place to worry about what happens in that man's household. Only thing I care about is what he does on the golf course.
But that's how most people are. But you know just as well as I do, D, there are people that in this world that they get on their soapbox and they hold you to a different standard.
Yeah.
And when you fall, that's when they proceed to, you know, pile on.
Bro, I've done more than enough dirt in my life to worry about
what that man has. Everybody so has, but the biggest difference is that Tiger Woods' life played out on a grander stage.
Well, and Tiger Woods had the reputation of just a wholesome guy and had this beautiful family, and you just never expected that or saw it coming. So I think that's what threw everybody off, that it was multiple women, and I think that's where the
But see, that's
anger
the problem.
Or outrage came.
But see, that's the problem. We're holding you Correct. Holding people to a standard,
right?
That and you don't really know them.
But
like,
unfortunately, that's what happens with celebrities, and that's what happens when you're in the spotlight. And athletes, that's something that
The mistake he made was getting married. I mean, if he doesn't get married, obviously there's no issue.
He's a playboy.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, nobody held Derek Jeter to that standard,
and people didn't know that he was a playboy.
But he didn't get married till now. And ain't no telling what he's doing now.
Well,
that's the
you
thing.
Don't know.
Ain't no telling what
but
he's doing
But he's not
now.
Playing no more, so.
No. But I mean, people would still be feeling some kind of way if they knew Derek Jeter was out there stepping out on his wife. They would, but it wouldn't be, the impact wouldn't be as great.
Well, what is it? What are you, you know, what's the percentage of famous people, I won't just say athletes, but famous people who, famous men who step out on their wife.
It's all about them. I would say probably 100.
Man, at least, you know, at least
but the,
90.
But let me tell you, as a guy who's been through that and had to get on the other side of that, it's when you get caught, that's what it is. Let me pull that back because that's going to sound real bad. But it's like when you get caught, you just got to, you know, you own up to it and try to be a better person for it.
Well, we should be rooting for people on the field. I mean, their personal lives shouldn't have any bearing on what we do.
But it does. It does.
Why?
It does. Because people have this – they like to paint a picture of how you are.
And that's their not I can't even say
naivete, the word. Naivete. Yeah, but, that's how that's how life works. That's how it is. It's not right or wrong. It is what it is, you know?
Well, the PGA Championship does start today, and we'll keep our eyes on that. And the Braves tonight, as they go to make it 3 out of 4 against the Washington Nationals. We'll get into the Braves story in about 8 minutes from now. Highlights of the game, and I just been kind of, you know, waiting here before we jump onto the Braves and the whole thing. 25 and a half hours or so until kickoff in New York as the Falcons get set to leave out to head to New York for the game today. They'll be heading out today to go to New York. Game, of course, tomorrow night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our coverage begins with a pregame show at 5:30. And then the kick at 7:30 from MetLife Stadium. Wes Durham on the call with Dave Archer and John Michaels for the opening game of the preseason. The Jets and the Atlanta Falcons. We have a bunch of sound that we'll play later on today. Kind of looking forward to the game. And, of course, our complete coverage of this game all the way through today and Falcons Friday tomorrow. And I am, and I know we asked the question yesterday, I am getting very excited for this game because of the fact that, you know, it's the Falcons. They're back in the field for the first time in 6 months. And as somebody tweeted me last night, opening salvo and the run to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in February. And that's what I'm thinking, that I want to enjoy every – if they end up winning the Super Bowl, and I think they certainly can, and I think it's not out of the question that they will, then I want to enjoy every moment of this journey.
Even the preseason?
Even the preseason.
Yeah, you are a little much, John. But that's fine. If that's how you like it, go for it. I mean, that's a little much, though, because I couldn't tell you. Well, I know now because we talked about it. they were defeated in the preseason, but preseason don't matter. To me, the preseason does not matter because that's not the team that you're going to actually see.
Yeah, but see, here's where your life and my life are a little bit different. This is how Falcons have bailed me out. So last night we're at the dinner, right, and the real estate maven to me says, hey, there's a bunch of movies that I want to see, you know? And I said, okay. She says, there's one movie I want to see. And I'm like, okay. She goes, and I'm thinking, you know, she wants to see The Meg because it's Shark Week, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
She wants to she wants to see Mission Impossible because it's gotten great reviews. No, she wants to see Christopher Robin. So she says, "Hey, I want to see Christopher Robin. And what are we doing tomorrow night?" And I went, "Oh, I got the Falcons game." She goes, "Oh, that's right. Too bad." And I'm going, "Oh, you know, darn."
Come on, John. Let's go see Christopher Robin.
Dog, that is one movie that I would not want
to. I'm going to see it.
Hopefully, with your daughter.
Yes, with my daughter.
I was about to say, because if you're just going to see that just to be seeing it, that's kind of terrible.
I'm going to see the Black Klansman.
Now, that's totally – that's
not with your daughter.
On one spectrum.
Not with my daughter.
That's on one side of the spectrum. Christopher Robinson and the Black
Klansman. Hey, the adult side, the child.
That's a Spike Lee joint.
Or Pooh's Corner.
Or Pooh's Corner.
That's going to be interesting, though, the Black Klansman. Shout out to my man John David Washington for blowing up big time.
It is the morning show on an NFL football Thursday, a Thursday though in Atlanta that is dominated by a baseball team. Well, actually, two baseball teams. We'll tell you who the other baseball team in town is and the story on the Braves next. Hey, it's the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're in the North Metro area, tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting live from the racetrack on Mansell Road right off 400 in Alpharetta.
Did you get that address?
Yeah, you, did you get it too?
Yeah, I got the address. Let me
see. Yeah, that's the one that's right near 400 on Mansell. You got to get off 400 and go west, and it's right up the hill there. About, I don't know, 2-3 blocks off 400 there.
So it's not right off 400 then?
Well, all right, I think 2-3 blocks.
1545 Mansell Road.
Look at you, Wendy. Because I couldn't find my email.
I got you.
All right, but yeah, that's not right off. That's not right off 400. Because like the ones that we've been to, they were right off the highway. So when you said off of 400, I'm thinking I was like, man, when did they put one there? But yeah, it's a nice little ways in. But it's nice. It's still nice. All the racetracks I've been to have been nice.
We are going to give out free coffee tomorrow.
Free coffee.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away free coffee. So drop on by if you're in that area. Make plans to come by and say hi, see the show, and take a picture and all that whatnot. We got a lot of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be tomorrow morning at the racetrack on Mansell Road. Meantime, down south of us, they are celebrating this morning. And a big shout-out this morning to Peachtree City's Little League team.
Yay!
They are headed off to Pennsylvania to the Little League World Series. How about this? They beat Virginia 3-0 yesterday. They're going to open their Little League World Series a week from tomorrow. You think those kids are a little excited about going to the Little League World Series?
Heck
man.
Yeah.
Man.
Is mom and dad excited? Heck no. Because I'm pretty sure they're pulling them out of school. They got to do their little homework. They got to get their little homework assignments. Shout out to the parents, man. Because, like, you know, I know this is great for the kids, but this is a grind for a parent, especially if you're a parent who's been in this game for a while. And I'm pretty sure all these parents have. So they're in a routine. And they have to put everything that they have to do aside to make sure that their kids get everything that they need. So shout out to the parents, man. I mean, I know, you know, you don't need a shout out, but I'm going to shout you out anyway. Because this is what you do. They love them kids. And they keep them in those sports. And they're hoping that, you know, they can take that talent to that next level.
I would think that the parents are more nervous than the kids.
Well, the parents are, I'm pretty sure they're in it. They're invested in it, especially the pops. Some of the pops that are out there that are living vicariously through their kids, they're probably super invested. That's why they're out there acting a fool at some of these games and stuff, fighting folks and swinging, throwing them from the shoulder. And, you know, the fact that, you know, this has to be stressful.
I don't think they're going to be fighting the stands.
They might. Shoot, they were fighting a couple weeks ago. What was that? At the corn? Was it cornhole they were fighting at?
Cornhole?
Yeah, it was something they were fighting at a couple weeks ago. And, boy, they were throwing them things from the shoulder. Like, yeah. They were trying to take people's heads off.
Ronald Acuna tried to take people's heads off in a different way. How about the Braves bats booming last night? Boy, you don't need to have the Braves make statements, but when they make a statement – boy, they made a statement in the second half of that doubleheader night before last when they went up against Scherzer and they shut him down and they out-dueled him and they scratched out that split in the doubleheader. And then last night they kind of relaxed into it. They sent Mike Foltynewicz to the mound. He has all that trouble, Hugh, in the first inning with the bases
loaded.
Yeah,
he threw like, 30-some pitches.
Right. And we're going, oh, this is going to be a long night. But he got out of it. And then Charlie Culberson hit that big three-run bomb and the Braves kind of relaxed into the game. And suddenly it became home run derby, not just it was only three home runs of the game, but the last two were absolute moonshots. And both in the fourth inning, the first courtesy of Tyler Flowers.
Swing and a drive, belted by Tyler Flowers. Break out the tape measure almost to the back row of the bleachers. A mammoth home run for Tyler Flowers, and the Braves have a 5-1 lead.
Chip Carey on Fox Sports South. Well, as it turns out, the tape measure on that was 448 feet. That's a bomb of a home run.
Yeah, they were crushing him. They were crushing him last night. Tyler Flowers hit his fifth home run of the season. Not really what he does, but that was a moonshot right there.
So he hits a 448-foot home run, which normally is the longest home run, you know, in the majors during the week, okay? But it wasn't even the longest home run in the majors in that game. Matter of fact, it wasn't even the longest home run in that inning, or by a Brave in that inning, because a couple of batters later, Ronald Acuna did this.
High fly ball hammered center. Harper on his way back. He's going to turn. That ball is out of the batter's eye. Acuna with a mammoth home run.
Acuna's 400, I got the official total, 452.
I thought it was 454. And 454 sounds, but 452 is right, but 454 sounds better. But that was a moonshot, though. That was he crushed that one. Center field?
Mm-hmm.
That was a hell of a shot.
And then he turns around in the next half inning, and all Ronald Acuna does is this.
8-up, 8-down for Fulte. Adams jumps all over the first one and hammers that to center. Acuna back at 4-0-2. Leaps at the wall, and he got it. What a catch. Acuna doing it all, and a tip of the cap from Fultonevich right at the 4-0-2 sign. He made his wait. But Acuna with a leaping grab over the fence, hauled it in.
Yep, took away a home run from former Brave Matt Adams. How about this? Man, man, oh mercy, if you needed a coming out party of any kind, Brian Snicker after the game just oohing and aahing about Ronald Acuna Jr.
He's a very skilled player. He's got a ways to go. I mean, he's far from being a finished product. But he's a very talented young man, and he's an exciting player because he's got skills.
Skills.
He's got skills to pay the bills.
Skills. Man, that was very Andrew Jones-like.
Yeah, but the thing that I took from it, the biggest thing, John, is that, you know, whatever you do now, you split a series with the Washington Nationals, and you're a half a game out of first place.
Mm-hmm.
You're a half a game out of first place, so that's pretty cool right there, too.
Yeah, the Braves are a half game back. Washington's six full back. Braves can make it 3 out of 4. The Braves suddenly, Hugh, and quietly have won 8 of their last 10.
Quietly. This race is going to heat up, town. I'll tell you what, this is going to be fun to see down the stretch. Because the thing about the Braves is they've been kind of consistently doing what they've been doing all season long, and that's, you know, getting clutch hitting when they need to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to hit the homers and bombs the way that they have this late in the season, that's really good. That gives you a good feeling about going into the last few months of the season.
The bats are starting to warm up.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. So that gives you a good feeling about going into the last few months of the season.
Acuna in center and the leadoff has really started to settle in offensively and defensively. Adam Duvall had a hit last night. I know it's been a bit of a slow start for him, but he'll start hitting. Trust me, Adam Duvall can hit. That much we do know. And he's a really good fielder. Adam Duvall can play. Ender Inciarte jumped to the challenge there, and he's been hitting well. Markakis continues to hit. Freddie's hitting. Culberson's hitting so well, you wonder, you know, maybe you don't put Dansby out there right now. I mean, only because Culberson's hitting so well. Or maybe you put Culberson over at third and put Dansby back at short. I mean, you don't want to take Culberson's bat out of the lineup. So the team is starting to hit. The only guy that we really need to have start hitting again is Ozzie Albies. And, it's like kind of like they kind of figured out Ozzie a little bit, so that back and forth is going on here. But we could use Ozzie to get hot again.
Yeah, but the good thing about it, John, is that even though you have guys that are not warm at certain times, you have guys that are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not getting – everybody's not going cold at the same time.
Right.
And that's the most important thing. You know, I know you want to be – we've been a little nitpicky, but, yeah, that's the most important thing. And the bullpen did pretty good for you last night, too.
Oh, yeah, no, Luke Jackson came in
Yeah. The bullpen did real well for you last night.
And so, you know, the bullpen has settled down, and things are looking up for the Braves at the moment. No question about that. Again, half game out of first place against the Phillies. They play again tonight. It'll be Gio Gonzalez against Anibal Sanchez tonight. Braves can sneak this one out. They'll take 3 out of 4. And just how amazing will things have turned from the opening game of that doubleheader yesterday, the day before yesterday, where Washington waylaid the Braves, and they were the hot team, and everybody going, oh, everybody in Washington was relaxing going into the nightcap. We got Scherzer pitching. We're hot. We're finally here. We're going to get into this. And all of a sudden, the brakes hit again. Boom, they hit that Braves wall, and Atlanta's taking 2 in a row and could take 3 in a row tonight.
Yeah, I tell you what, the only thing I would probably be nitpicky about yesterday is Fultonevich only gave you 5 2/3 innings, got 6 hits, 3 runs. I mean, I know he started out rocky, but maybe if he can give you 6 to 7 innings. I know he was a little gassed towards the end, but mm-hmm. Yeah, if he can give you 6 to 7 innings, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. If we could get to that, I think that's what you could shoot. That's what I would try to shoot for, at least 6 to 7 innings.
Right, and that's a fair thing. I mean, he threw 37 pitches in the first inning. And even Chip and Joe were talking about that last night, about in the second inning. I mean, he had worked up a lather. Remember that game in Yankee Stadium where Sean Newcomb looked like he had run a marathon? You know, was just dripping sweat.
Yeah, and it was hot yesterday, too. It was pretty hot. It's been hot these last couple days.
What people who've never been to – by the way, if you've never been to D.C., what are you doing? Of course you got to go to D.C. If you've never been there to go
smell
see –
like fish.
Yeah, well, yeah, but if you've never been to the National Archives or to the U.S. Capitol or the Smithsonian, it's great. I mean,
saw it on the Transformers, though. Roll past the White House. Roll past the White House.
But the little thing, you know, when they say, you know, some people, well, you know, talk about politics, well, down in the swamp. D.C. really is a swamp. I mean, it's sort of like New Orleans North. I mean, it's in a swamp. And so D.C., what people don't know about D.C. is it gets
hot. Oh, no, they know it. They know it. I've been down there before. Yeah, it get hot. There's a lot of people in D.C., too. A lot of hotness. It's hot. It's a lot of hotness in D.C. Both kinds. Hotness.
I was married at the time. I didn't pay much attention.
No, I'm just saying. D.C. is nice. D.C. is very, very nice. It's like a melting pot of people. A lot of people.
Well, hopefully it's the Braves who melt them down tonight.
Thanks for making that awkward, John.
Just trying to figure a way out of this.
Thanks for making that awkward.
I don't know where to go with this. the Braves and the Nationals tonight. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. Every time you think, this is the most fun thing about this team is every time I go, oh, no.
Wait a minute, the Braves play tonight? They play tonight? Oh. We had the DVR of that one because this preseason football. I will say this, even though I am not that excited about the preseason, I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna watch. I want to see how long Saquon Barkley's gonna play. And dude, I cannot wait to Hughes World because again, I watched that. I want to see what the Cleveland Browns gonna look like because that last night AT told me to watch the Browns.
The Hard Knocks.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you watch it, John?
No.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you until 8:40.
Okay.
Then at 8:40, I will spoil it for you.
We have clips from the show. So
no,
we
that's
gonna,
what I'm saying.
We're gonna spoil
I'm going to spoil it for you at 8:40.
Yeah, no, I'll catch up on it.
That's going to be a tough one tonight, though. The Braves.
My wife is finishing a series that she wanted to watch. So.
Oh, that don't and sound like you're too happy about that series.
No. And then I was kicked upstairs, you know, and so I was watching the Braves. It's all
I don't understand it, John. You are the pedophilias. Why are you going upstairs to watch your TV in your house, man? Put your foot down, dog. Put your foot down, man. Put your foot down and say, listen here, real estate maven. I'm watching TV downstairs.
You're gonna get John hit like Tiger.
Yeah.
Listen here.
My
real estate,
wife can really
baby.
Swing a nine iron. She plays. She's pretty good. You know.
I'm watching TV now. Did you say it, John? Just plop your sandwich down and say, "Listen, I'm watching TV downstairs."
Sandwich
tonight.
I made.
Yeah, you probably going to. I probably make that sandwich yourself because ain't no telling.
I just check it.
Yeah, you might get that serious side eye. It might get ugly for you. But like, listen here, real estate maven. I'm watching TV downstairs tonight.
Nah, it's okay. I mean, I curl up in bed that way I can doze off and catch back up. You know,
sometimes I'll
fall asleep watching the game because you know they're so late, and then I'll wake back up and it'll be later innings. So doze for half an hour or something, you know. And it's way.
I mean, yeah, I guess. You know, I guess.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I don't know because I watch my TVs at my will.
Yeah,
I feel like it in the front room, other room, and whatever.
Yeah, at night, are you watching the Braves in the front room or are you in the bed?
Tonight?
No, well, as a general rule.
Well, yesterday. So we talk. I watched it in the bed with my computer.
To your point,
it's more comfortable. And I take my little notes. You see my little notes right here? I take my little notes for the Braves, and then I watch it in the bed, and I fall asleep. But it is more comfortable watching it in the bed.
My point, that's all. Braves tonight again, Annabelle Sanchez against Gio Gonzalez. And we're looking for, and I will probably watch it
in the bed.
But every time I go, oh no, they do. Man, so
you were tweeting late last night about the Braves.
Well, it was just woke me up. I mean, boom, boom, boom. I mean, all over the place, the Braves are making plays. Hey, by the way, you can join Kent Bazemore 92.9 the game. The third annual Arms Foundation weekend beginning Saturday, August the 11th for the Celebrity Uno Tournament. It is 7 to 11 p.m. at the Westside Cultural Arts Center. Then on Monday the 13th, the Arms Celebrity Golf Classic at the Dunwoody Country Club. More information on Arms Foundation and this Uno Tournament and the golf tournament, armsfoundation.org. That's armsfoundation.org.
Yeah, I didn't get invited to the Uno Tournament this year. I wonder why.
Didn't get that Uno? Oh, because of the belt thing?
I don't know. Maybe because I was too close to winning, and nobody wants me to be successful. Maybe that's it. Maybe Kent Bazemore has something against me winning the Uno tournament. I don't know, but I ain't get invited this year. I don't know. Maybe because of all that controversy. that we had the other year. But I ain't getting invited.
It is a busy Thursday. PGA Championship, Braves in Washington tonight. NFL football all over the place. Some of the stories we may have missed as we get you into it. Coming up at the top of the hour at 7, the countdown will be on for the Falcons and Jets, and we'll preview that at the top of the hour. Next, the Wendy Zone with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, with the NFL preseason starting tonight, we get preseason football tonight, we get it on Friday night, and we get it on Saturday night. So asking you at 929 The Game on our Twitter page, in our Vision Computer poll, does winning in the preseason matter? Yes, got to win at least one. Yes, two and two or better, or no, it doesn't count. And right now, 80% of people saying no, it doesn't count. 13% say yes, we need to win at least one. And 7% say 2-2 or better in the preseason for the Falcons.
It doesn't matter. The preseason does not matter. It doesn't. But you don't want to go. You don't want to go. You don't want to go 0-4 in the preseason.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know.
Well, they went 0-4 last year.
They did, but it's like you just don't want to do it. You know, because I'm a little superstitious. Like in the preseason, you at least want to get a sack. You don't want to get a whole bunch of them, but at least one in the preseason.
No team who has went 0-4 in the preseason has ever won a Super Bowl. So you kind of want to win one just to,
preferably the third one. You want to win the third one. That's when you have your starters out there.
At least in the first half and the start of the third. Well, gender reveals are usually pretty fun. Hugh, are you a fan of the gender reveals, John, AT, Daryl? Do you like the gender reveals? Or is
no,
it just
I need
a me
to
thing?
Know. Yes. I want to know. Just well, tell me.
Daryl says yes. John,
I mean,
no, you don't care.
I don't care.
AT. Well, this one was no different. I'm talking about Andy LaVitre of the Atlanta Falcons. So he had the offensive linemen have Gatorade jugs. So he and his wife, Katie, held up signs, and it's a video that's been retweeted at 929 The Game. Signs that said, a Gatorade shower will let us see, boy or girl, what will it be? Well, after the Gatorade shower, someone handed the couple a it's a boy sign. So everyone cheered. The Falcons offensive linemen cheered. So Andy LaVitre.
You mean they didn't do like pink Gatorade or blue Gatorade?
Well, no, it was blue Gatorade. So Gatorade got dumped over Andy LaVitre's head, revealing that it is indeed
is
a boy.
There such a thing as pink Gatorade?
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like pink lemonade,
like
right?
Pink lemonade. Yeah, or watermelon. I don't know. Is there a watermelon?
I don't know.
I was just sitting here thinking, like, what's the closest color to pink? So it might be the watermelon. They have a lighter pink. Yeah, they have a lighter pink Gatorade.
When Andy Bunker did his, I mean, it went kind of viral, right? I mean,
Oh, no, not Andy Bunker. No. That was when Kyle Tate was
Kyle Tate, pardon me.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait a minute, Andy Bunker?
Yeah, it was
Kyle Bunker. Tate, pardon me.
Now Andy's going to get, like, a text this morning.
Sorry,
y'all
Andy.
Are having
no, no,
a baby.
No, Andy, no, not you.
Congratulations, Andy.
I know.
Man.
He's going to wake up with
it was
so
Kyle
many
Tate.
Congratulations.
That's right.
It was
called,
text.
And I was just told.
Like, what?
It's called strawberry watermelon.
Strawberry watermelon.
That's the pink color, yeah.
So, yes, John, too. To answer your question, there is a pinkish Gatorade.
No, I guess, you know, when I found out that my daughter was going to be a girl, I just kind of went, hey. I was happy. I was excited. I wanted a girl over a boy, but I wasn't thinking about videotaping any big deal. I thought it was, I don't know, beats me.
I'm going to tell you why this may be good news and good luck for the Falcons, because if you remember last time Katie had a baby, the Falcons made it to the Super Bowl. You remember that wild story where she was actually in labor when the Falcons beat the Seahawks to advance the conference championship back in the 2016-17 playoffs. So they went right to the hospital after the game, and they had their daughter, Lily. So this could be good news for the Falcons that they could potentially be in a Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl reveal is a good thing. Okay, I'll go with the Super Bowl reveal. Thank you.
I just want to note that she did write on her Instagram saying, quote, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Atlanta Falcons are the best team in the NFL in every way. They are the ones who actually tweeted out the video and helped with the gender reveal. Well, it's been more than 2 years since Iggy Azalea and NBA star Nick Young announced they called off their engagement. It doesn't appear that she had been in a serious relationship since that until now, because there's been clues on social media lately that Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins and Azalea are dating. They've been flirting back and forth on Twitter. Someone asking DeAndre directly if he and Iggy Azalea are dating, and he says, quote, yes, indeed. Well, she confirmed it on Y100 in Miami, saying, yeah, we're in a relationship. So from the NBA goes to the NFL, Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, some of these relationships, I know. What can you say?
I ain't got nothing to say.
We like athletes.
I ain't got nothing to say intelligent, so I'm going to go ahead and just lay out with this one.
Well, there is a new contest for free food, and if it involves free food, you know I will be entering it every single day because McDonald's is holding a new contest right now where someone will win a McGold card that gets you free food for life. So if you win...
free McDonald's life?
This is awesome. So this is why you're going to want to enter. So if you win, you get 2 free meals a week for the next 50 years. They say the value of that is $36,400 or $7 a meal. You can enter the contest once a day by ordering food with their mobile app starting tomorrow and going for the next 2 weeks. There's also a way that you can enter the contest just by email. No purchase necessary according to the fine print. Now they're going to pick one winner. So it's not exactly a card that's going to be in your wallet, but on your phone. And this is why it's really cool. So it's a phone case that will be engraved with a winner's name and size for his or her iPhone or Android. It's going to be made out of 24-karat gold. So even if you don't want the 50 years worth of free food, you're going to end up with a $350 iPhone or Android case.
Yeah, but what if you change phones and you go like you go to the S? You know what I mean?
Well, Johnny, you can hang on to that phone.
But I know what you're saying, because everybody, like in this day and age, everybody upgrades their phone.
Right.
Everybody changes their phone every so often. So, and the phones change, so... You know, the case, but the case is still legit. You can still probably take your case to McDonald's and still use it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just take the case,
I would just ask it, that's all.
If you get free food for life, you're not getting rid of the case just because you get a new phone.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and leave that one alone, too.
What do you mean?
I was about to say something, but I'm going to go ahead and leave that one alone. Thank you, Daryl.
Well, now I want to know, Hugh.
No, I'm just like, nothing. I'm going to leave it alone. That's my best bet. I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, again, if you want to win free food from McDonald's for life, the contest does
McDonald's!
You know, the thing is 50 years, right?
50 years, yes.
Okay, I ain't making that. I mean, as much as I would love to make that, 108 is not going to happen.
Can you grandfather, can you pass that on to like a sibling or like
I would love to make another 50 years.
I don't know if they'll check your ID or not.
I'll take 35 and call it good.
But, dude, just think about it. Like, you could never, like, whenever your kids or something get home, you just go to McDonald's, you're like, I got everybody. Like, you the man, especially after high school football games, going to McDonald's, you are the man. I got you. Don't worry about it. I got that. You want some?
I got this. Supersize gold
that
iPhone
thing,
case.
Yeah. Supersize the fries there, bro. Supersize the fries.
What about me? What about me? Oh, you only got him? Yeah. Oh, I see
no,
the problem.
John, it's like if you go there on a Friday night, I'm getting everybody. Like, I'm buying food for everybody because it's free for me. So I'm buying everybody food. It's not like I'm just buying like Daryl or Arthur food or Wendy. Mm-hmm. I said everybody. Relax, dog. I got you.
Okay.
You can get some McDonald's.
No, he's because you only said, two? I thought it was only 2 a week, right?
Is that free food today, Hugh? Are you going to take us to McDonald's today?
No, McDonald's is not part of my
diet. I don't want McDonald's. I'm going to let Wendy have mine. I bequeath that to Wendy.
Bequeath.
Okay, I'll take,
we're bequeathing?
I'll take all the chicken nuggets.
I'm bequeathing
that.
We're bequeathing?
I'm good.
I like their chicken nuggets. I'll take
the fish sandwich.
Sauce.
All right.
Filet-O-Fish.
I don't like McDonald's fish sandwich because they're smaller now.
They are tiny, aren't
they? My hands got bigger.
They seem smaller.
You got big hands, bro.
The sandwiches got smaller, or my hands got bigger.
Yeah, because you go to Arby's to get their fish, or the BK Big Fish at Burger King. And
it's like a handful.
Yeah.
But we're not complaining.
Well, I love Arby's.
We're not complaining. It kind of sounds like we are, but we're not.
The best thing about Arby's fish when they do have it, they ought to have it year round, is that the horsey sauce really works well on the fish. It's great on fish.
Well, I'll have to try that when I can eat that.
The countdown is on. The Atlanta Falcons are back on the field tomorrow night against the New York Football Jets. What Dan Quinn said yesterday about what he expects out of the rookies, what Deion Jones had to say about his preps for the game. We have that sound. We'll play it for you next as our preview of the Falcons and Jets continues with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Full story covering the team and the game ahead on our website at 929thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.